hello to the Russian war effort. I'm Joe Chiaro, Fox News. A section of a bridge that serves as an important supply line for Russia has been destroyed.
The only bridge between Russia and Crimea. That blast and subsequent fire decimating the road and train sections of the bridge, sending large pieces of concrete plunging into the water below. The Russians say three people died after a truck exploded, adding that an official investigation is underway. Russia used this bridge as a main supply line to support their southern offensive in the Kherson region, and the destruction is viewed as a significant intelligence achievement for Ukraine.
Fox's Trey Yingst in Kyiv. No one has claimed responsibility for the blast. South Korea says North Korea has fired two ballistic missiles toward the sea. The launches are the latest in a string of missile tests recently and came just hours after the U.S. and South Korea concluded new naval drills off the Korean Peninsula's east coast, which involved the USS Ronald Reagan aircraft carrier. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis reassuring Floridians whose property was destroyed by Hurricane Ian.
We're here as a state for the long haul because we understand this is something that is going to require a lot of effort over a lengthy period of time.
DeSantis said 5,200 miles of roadway has been cleared and more than 2,500 bridges have been inspected and reopened. And the Cleveland Guardians and Tampa Bay Rays have set a record for the longest scoreless postseason game in Major League history, going 15 innings. The previous record was 2 years ago when Atlanta beat Cincinnati 1-0 in the NL Wild Card Series opener on Freddie Freeman's walk-off. Cleveland won 1-0 today, advancing in the playoffs against the Yankees starting Tuesday night. Tampa Bay was eliminated from the playoffs. America is listening to Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.
Police in Toledo, Ohio, say there have been no arrests after three people were wounded in a shooting outside a high school football game last night. Police say the victims, a high school student and two adults, are expected to recover. More details coming to light about the suspect in Thursday's deadly stabbing attack on the Vegas Strip. Fox's Christina Coleman has that story.
Telemundo reports that Bardios was here in California outside of City Hall in downtown Los Angeles asking for help just days before the stabbing spree in Las Vegas. The police report states that Bardios went to Las Vegas to stay with a friend, but the friend told him that he couldn't stay at his house, so Bardios caught a bus to the Las Vegas Strip. Bardios told police that people were making fun of him on the bus ride. The arrest report also states that Bardios asked some showgirl impersonators to take a picture with him as he held a large knife. He thought the women were laughing at him, and he started running around to, quote, let the anger out. Police say he ended up stabbing eight people with a 12-inch kitchen knife.
The police report also indicates that Berrios asked a janitor at the Wynn Casino to contact U.S. Immigration and Customs for him so he could go back to Guatemala. The city of Houston holding its second so-called gun buyback program this year. The last one upset the county's DA.
The second gun buyback program this year is part of Mayor Sylvester Turner's One Safe Houston initiative. At the last event in late July, more than 800 guns were turned over in exchange for gift cards with values as high as $200. But the top assistant to the Harris County District Attorney questioned how the buyback was conducted, as people can turn in guns no questions asked. The DA's office said that's a problem if it turns out any of these guns were used in crimes. And even more so if the person turning it in received a gift card in exchange. This time around, the city says ghost guns will not be accepted. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
And I'm Joe Chiaro, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.